You're with Bruce Whitfield on 702.
702.
Portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, Nico Janse van Rensburg's with us this evening. The Standard Bank results are pretty good, Nico, yet the shares of banks generally on our market got pulverized on the day. And I suppose it's a global growth story rather than a South Africa Inc. story.
Good evening, Bruce. Yeah, good evening to your listeners. Bruce, yeah, 100%. I mean, Standard Bank was down 4% on the day. Financial index was down 3.1% on the day. So, you know, following exactly like you said, it loves the trend. Is it an Inc.? It's an Inc. store. I think it's part of it. But as you say, also, you know, Standard Bank might have good results. They're down earnings up 30%, declaring that interim dividend of 5.15 per share. I think the board said that's a new record, you know. And if you look at just at the fundamentals, Bruce, you know, 8.4 forward PE, 12% less than the 5-year average. You've got a 1.2 forward price to book, 22% less than the 5-year average. So in all, the Standard Bank looks in good shape.
Yep, it certainly does. Spur is selling burgers, onion rings and chips at a hell of a rate. And people have like surged and gone back to restaurants across all of its brands, from pizza to fish and chips to burgers, of course, and to steaks at Hussar Grill. What do you make of the bounce back in Spur? Is the worst behind them?
Look, man, takeaways grew by 30%. I'm not sure how much of that is partly due to the Janse van Rensburg family, but you know, revenue was up 32.5%. You know, 2.4 billion. Headline earnings up 31%. So all in all, good results. You know, final dividend 78% per share. And obviously, you know, if you look at the numbers, you know, it's clear that the end of curfews did help the group. Yeah, these franchise restaurant sales, I think, actually now exceeding pre-pandemic levels that are in 2002. Yeah, so good overall. And, you know, if they can keep up with that and take benefit of the e-commerce and, you know, take sort of the global trend and benefit from e-commerce. And, you know, looking at they're opening 32 restaurants in South Africa next year or coming here and 9 international. So good growth from a good base then for them.
How do the Janse van Rensburg takeaways arrive? Because I'm not a fan of the food delivery services. I don't care what you say. You can be as good as you like. A burger must be fresh. It can't be slipping and sliding in the back of some ex motorbike on the way to you. But that's not stopping Naspers. Naspers loves food deliveries. Yeah. Naspers thinks food delivery is the best thing since, I don't know, collecting food yourself. They've bought a business in Brazil called iFood. And they've paid 30 billion Rand to deliver food in Brazil. And I just look at these guys and I think to myself, my goodness me, that's an awful lot of hamburgers and pizzas that you've got to deliver hot and on time and keep customers happy. And I wonder about the wisdom of it.
Look, I mean, again, from a very subjective point of view, I completely agree with the stake. So we get our delivery inspired by an Uber Eats or a Mr. Delivery. So I can see why they want to expand into somebody like Brazil. But look, they've invested in that business. I think the first investment was done, you know, 2013. So I think it also shows the disciplined investment approach from Prosus. You know, it's a big business. 80% market share. They serve 330,000 restaurant partners, 200,000 delivery partners. So massive business. And, you know, it's part of the stable now for Prosus. You know, they've got Swiggy in India, and we all know Delivery Hero. So expanding that part of the business, and you know, we think it's a good idea.
I just don't know how they're going to make enough money to justify these sorts of expenses, because that's many, many millions of deliveries every year. Maybe I just don't appreciate the true scale of the market that's willing to have a cold hamburger. But yeah, that's just me. The US Fed made it quite clear last night, I think, that interest rates are going to keep going up and up and up in the United States. Some Chabalala thinks we'll get another 75 basis points before the Reserve Bank here hits a pause. What's your view on the outlook of interest rates? Because that's a key driver for the catastrophe that happened on our market today, where we were down nearly 2% to below 70,000.
100%, Bruce. You know, inflation and interest rates have been driving the market psychology for months now. And we also in agreement, you know, I don't think the Fed can declare victory on inflation just yet. You know, sitting at, 2.25 to 2.5 on the Fed fund rate, you know, are we going to see 3.5, 3.75% by year end? You know, only time will tell. I think we'll find more direction, you know, if it, you know, hawk establish or whatever it might be. But I think we'll find more direction next week. I think Jackson Hole meeting is, we will most likely get some more concrete way forward from the Fed, you know, and obviously agree with Mr. Simtolala that, you know, South Africa will follow suit with at least a 75 basis point increase.
Thank you to Nico Janssen van Rensburg this evening, Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. Are you a person who gets their fast food orders, and are they fast, from delivery services? I've given up on food delivery services. I just have had, I only need one negative experience to go, you know what, it's actually just quicker to go and get it yourself, or to go out and have it there. But these food delivery services, not impressed. Not at all impressed. I don't know if you are. Certainly Naspers today buying this Brazilian business for 30 billion rand. I mean, what on earth do you have to deliver for that to give you a return over time? Take your calls on that, of course, coming up in the next half hour of the show.